The next thing on the agenda is the committee reports. There's a handout that's entitled the Quadra Lake Association Committees. And we have standing committees for all the things that are listed on both sides of the page. And we've identified the current person who's kind of the focal point for those committees. Some of the committees currently don't have an advocate, and it would be great if out of the membership if somebody would step up. So we'll go through the list, and on each item we'll provide an update in the form of a committee report. The first thing on the list is land use and zoning. This committee does all the things that are bulleted out there, probably the most important of which is routinely attend town board meetings and to a lesser extent planning board meetings. The only way to know what's going on locally is to participate in the local government. And one of the developments that occurred this last year, which I'll bring out here, it also is applicable under the sewer committee further down the page. The town passed a local law amending the sewer use ordinance law from 1985. And the purpose of the law, copies of which are available here if you want to pick them up after the meeting, the purpose of the law is to, one, remind people that the sewer easements that are on each of your properties are under the control of the town. And there's been a reoccurring problem with people paving over or building over, putting plants or trees. Later on, when it becomes time to for the town to come in and do maintenance, these things are in the way. And it always causes some hardship between the property owner and the town. So the law, I'm not going to read the paragraph, but the gist of it is whatever you do is at your risk. If the town comes in and they need to do the maintenance and it's going to require removing a deck or tearing up the driveway, they're not responsible to replace it. That's on the property owner. The town's only responsible to maintain the underground pipes, the tanks, the pumps, and the electrical connections. So if there's any questions about how this works, you know, please see me afterwards. And the law does two things. It allows the town to impose a penalty, a modest, I think it says $250 penalty in the case of someone doing work in the sewer easement without first getting written permission from the town. And the second is, if the town has to undertake an activity, the cost that they incur is chargeable back to the property owner. So just be aware of that. It really is no different than how the easements read in the first instance. It's just now the town's making it clear and giving themselves the legal support that they need. Any questions on land use and zoning? The next thing on the committee list is event planning. Here, Heather, if you want to give a summary of the water sports and on that.
So we had the family day this year, unfortunately due to the extremely wet summer that we had. The field games were canceled this year for the first time that anyone could remember. And it was really a safety decision. I had gone up there the night before, actually twice, and even really early that morning, just hoping that things would have been improved. But they hadn't, and there was standing water on the field, and we were slipping around. So just having kids running around, doing all of the things that they do, just wasn't going to be safe. We did have the rule of thumb, though, in the morning, and that was attended by the most teams we've ever had. We've had seven teams participate, and it feels like we're getting some momentum there, and it's really fun. I would encourage anyone to participate in that. And then we have the water games in the afternoon, again, kind of not heavily attended, but we still did have them, and of course the highlight was jumping off of the high dive, as usual. It was really fun. We are thinking about making some changes to the game. to hopefully increase participation, maybe get people excited, do things a little differently. And you will see some, we're not exactly sure what we're going to do yet, so we're still going to get through. But you will see some information on that when you normally get the flyers at the beginning of the season. We'll let everybody know what we might be changing. So, thanks.